There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
Hi, I'm Bale, and this song is called Out of Tune.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. On this week's episode, we're pleased to play host to Chris Bayo, who you might know as the bassist of American indie pop group Vampire Weekend. When he's not been gallivanting around the world with his band, Chris has been living in London and working on his own material under the name Bayo. At the end of June, he released his second album, Man of the World, inspired by a turbulent year of pop star deaths and politics on both sides of the Atlantic. Today he's playing songs from that album, so without any further ado, take it away, Bayo.
You can take a load off, baby, just don't put it on me. I was up too late and I can't quite take what you need. You want fake love and happiness, but you take one of three. In a ruthless world, if you learn to steal, then it's free. So I said, give me all your tokens and all your cheese. My preoccupation is all your money. Give me real devotion and conspiracies. My love's pure ambition, no, it's not funny. Every single second of every single day, I was out of tune when I thought I sounded great. You were off the beat, so I knew that it was fate. A little bit of love to fuel all of the hate. You can take a load off, baby, just don't put it on me. Have you figured out what you want your life to be? Do you wanna go out and see what the world's about? If it ain't your thing, we can sit inside the tower and just sing like ooh. So I say, give me all your paper and all your trees. My preoccupations are oil and money. Feed me with conditions and right-wing means. My life's pure ambition, no, it's not funny. I may have overstepped, but I realized way too late that I was out of tune when I thought I sounded great. Nail me to a car and hang me in the Tate. I wanna live hard, I crave a sealed fate. Show me all your peppers and all your cheese. My preoccupations are oil and money. Feed me real devotion and all seven seas. My life's pure ambition, no, it's not funny. I'm a man of the world, but I never leave the States. And I was out of tune when I thought I sounded great. You were off the beat, so I knew that it was fate. A little bit of love to fuel all of the hate.
Chris Bayo, or just Bayo, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you.
Your new album, second album, Man of the World, just came out a couple of weeks ago. How does it feel to finally have it unleashed upon everybody?
You know, it always feels really good to put out music. And, you know, when I think about releasing albums, it's something that I'll only experience a finite amount of times in my life. And I really do love this part of the process. I find, I guess, when some people get interviewed, they're asked about that period in between when you finish a record and when it comes out? And I think a lot of people answer that they love it because the record is their secret. Like, it's just between them. It's not out in the world yet. Me, on the other hand, I hate it. When I finish a record, the thing that I want more than anything is to get it out. It would be kind of like having a child and then having to hide it for 4 months before bringing it out into the world. So it's always like a great relief and excitement to put out a record.
Yeah, because surely you're making music for people to listen to, so the sooner the better.
Absolutely.
So what's that, the night before it comes out and, you know, the reviews are going to come out, is that a sleepless night for you? Or
no, I don't know. I guess I've been doing this long enough now. It's been kind of 10 years since the first Vampire Weekend record came out. So I really don't get very anxious. I get more anxious when I go into making a record, when I start working on it, when I like record a vocal for the first time and I hear it back. Those are the moments that are a bit more nerve-wracking because I don't know if I'm going to get a recording to a place where I love it and want to share it with the world.
And the new album, Man of the World, is heavily influenced by politics on both sides of the pond and the sort of whole political upheaval of last year. When you went to write this album, did you set out to write a political album or did it just sort of happen?
I would say definitely more the latter. I had no plans to put out a second record so quickly. My last one came out under 2 years ago. And last summer, you know, I've lived here in London for the last 4 years. And last summer, when the referendum vote came in, I was actually traveling from London to Berlin. When the plane landed, it was announced that the prime minister would be stepping down. The whole plane got very, very kind of rowdy. And in that moment, I really felt like I was living in history, which is something that I think you can go through your day-to-day life and not necessarily be aware of the sort of wider historical context of your daily life. But in that moment, I felt very much like living in history. And more than that, I felt an anxiety about the direction things were heading in because, you know, no one I'm friends with, none of the people I know in this city that I love kind of wanted the result that came in, and no one thought it was going to happen. And after that, it kicked into the high point of the US presidential election, the intense part of it. And the anxiety that started on that day really kind of never went away. And I still feel it a bit. But in the summer and early fall, I just was basically watching the news all day and refreshing my Twitter feed and trying to see what insane thing would happen. It almost felt a bit like an addiction. There would just be something crazy and horrible happening in, you know, the country that I'm from. And I would just be continually shocked, but in a weird way, like, it hit the serotonin, like it hit the pleasure sensors. Like, I wanted something crazy to happen again and again. And I was still very fearful and anxious through that whole time period. But I got to a place where the only way I could not focus on the news was to start writing songs. And a lot of these songs touch on the various things that happened last year, from Bowie's passing to the election of Trump. This song is called Philosophy.
I think I almost lost my mind entering, gazing into the abyss of the mess that we're now in. Rest assured that I hear every single groan whenever we're sitting still in a quiet room alone. Tell me just what I have to do. No time for philosophy. Gotta get to the heart of the issue that I have with you. There's nothing I would rather then sit and talk philosophy, but I'm thinking that you're thinking that you and me are through. Yeah, you got me thinking. We're like a ship that's sinking down. But can we sail back to the start? Sometimes I understand you less than I get Descartes. It's categorical. categorically imperative that we work our troubles out. I've got so much left to give. If I asked around, what would I really learn? The majority's a tyranny, as far as I'm concerned. Tell me just what I have to do. No time for philosophy, gotta get to the heart of the issue that I'm having with you. There's nothing I would rather do than sit and talk philosophy, but I'm thinking that you're thinking that you and me are through. Yeah, you got me thinking. We're like a ship that's sinking down. But can we sail back to the start? Sometimes I understand you less than I get Descartes. That's sinking down. Can we sail back to the start? Sometimes I understand you less than I get in.
It's been such a suffocating period in politics. So how do you sort of step out of it to write the music? Do you feel like you can write better about American politics when you're over here in London? Do you feel like you need to be in a different place and look inwards, you need to look outwards? How did you do that? Where did you write the album?
I wrote it here, and I've been thinking about it a lot because I've periodically gone back. I've finished the record in Los Angeles when Trump first was inaugurated, and I do find, in a weird way, when I'm here, I feel the anxiety more about American politics. And I think part of the reason is that living in London, I really feel like I have this kind of lovely post-national life, and the city feels largely post-national in a way that I enjoy. But in that sense, I'm also I become more cognizant of my Americanness. I become more aware of the fact that I'm an American living in another country. And you find you're sort of a small representative of your home country when you leave your country. I think that's true for everyone when they leave their home country. They carry their nation in their identity. So in a weird way, I felt like this representative of America, while all this terrible, you know, open political violence, open xenophobia was happening, and I didn't necessarily understand it, and I really, really hated it. So the anxiety there, I just feel it so much more when I'm over here in London or traveling anywhere else.
Do you think music has a responsibility to be political and to stand up for what it believes in?
I don't think every musician needs to be making a political statement right now. And I think that there is absolute merit in music as escapism. And I think that just, you know, we're living in an era where there are terror attacks periodically at concerts, and just going out and seeing live music is an inherently political act, probably more so than ever before. And also, if there are things that are terrible and horrifying you in the world, there is complete merit in just making purely escapist music or enjoying music as pure escapism. So I don't feel like it's my place to say that music has to be one thing or another, and I totally respect how everyone's kind of processing and coping and understanding what's happening.
And going back to you being over here anyway, what actually brought you to London in the first place?
The reason I moved here was my wife's old job offered to move us over here. Very boring story, but basically I had spent my whole life either in New York City or in the suburbs, and when we got the opportunity to move here, I was in my late 20s, and you rarely get that chance to move to another country at that point in life. So I was very, very gung-ho, and we found that we really liked being here. So she left her job, but I got an artist visa so we could stay, and so we're here on that now.
And how about with Vampire Weekend? Are you guys going to be doing any more stuff anytime soon?
Yeah, I mean, the next album is coming. It's not imminent, but I'm always very, very excited to work on Vampire Weekend material, and really looking forward to getting new music out there. So I don't like to talk too much about it because you don't want to set up expectations for something that's done. An album can change in infinite ways before it's finished, so I rather just say people should be excited. I know I am. This song is called Man of the World.
I wish a location to let you know which nation I'm in. I'll move station to station, bringing joy and jubilation to our kin. Wow. I've been so many places, but there's only one of you. I'm a man of the world, can't you see my aim is true? I'm always very gracious, and I stay up on the news. I'm a man of the world, and I'm sure you love my views. I won't waste your time, or make you hold the line. What you want? I don't know what you heard, but the last of us all lies. You're the one I want, and I don't have much time, so I can't take a surprise. I'll tell you what I want. There's a kindness in myself that I'll say for you and not anybody else. I've been so many places, but there's only one of you. I'm a man of the world, can't you see my aim is true? I'm always very gracious, and I stay up on the news. I'm a man of the world, and I'm sure you'll love my views. I won't waste your time. Please don't waste mine. Tell me what you want. I don't know what you heard, but the bad stuff is all lies. You're the one I want.
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. This week's guest was Bayo, and his new album, Man of the World, is out now on Glassnote. This show is produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week when lead singer for the Howling Bells, Juanita Stein, will be in the studio to play from her new album and talk about going solo. But for now, thanks for tuning in.
I'm a man of the world. I'm a man of the world. My aim is true.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.